Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're alive at Globe Life Field, getting ready for that series finale with the Rangers and the Brewers. Hopefully, the Rangers can get the sweep. I did want to give you some information, Corey.
All right.
And I'm just giving you this information. I didn't make this information, and I'm not trying to agitate you. ESPN's got their list of AL Cy Young contenders, and even though he's out right now, they still have Nathan Eovaldi penciled in at number 4, not in the top 10 as Jacob DeGrom.
That doesn't make any sense. He can't win it. Like, he wouldn't have enough innings, right?
Well, I mean, you can vote for whoever the hell you want.
But doesn't he have to, like, in order to qualify for
it? No, that's to qualify for, like, ERA titles and everything like that. You don't need that to qualify for Cy Young. I think the biggest thing is it's just more recognizable to voters when you look like in the statistics. But you technically don't need to do that to qualify for the award itself.
Yeah. Hey, man, again, I would love for that dude to have it. But more importantly, I love that that dude is a stud whenever it's time to pitch in big games.
Right now, whether you're on the mound at the plate or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting. Start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing there?
Well, we're doing phenomenal, just like the team is doing phenomenal. And one of the things, we saw it again yesterday, there were times earlier in the season when this team fell behind, even if it was only 2 runs. That kind of felt like that was a wrap. What have you seen, I guess maybe especially in the last month or so, that has had this team with the ability to come back within games that maybe we didn't see early in the season?
Yeah, no doubt you're right. Early, we were not doing a great job of coming back. And, you know, sometimes when it doesn't happen, you know, you think, you start wondering if you can do it. And once it did start happening, we fought back. And, guys start getting the confidence, hey, we're not out of this. You know, the whole deal is you got to play hard for 27 outs. You keep going, you keep pushing, and once you have some success, I'll come back with 2, and you have the confidence in there that you can do it. You can feel the energy and the life in the dugout. And so that's what I've seen different now, how the guys realize, hey, man, we got time. We can do this. And, you know, the punches that we've taken, I just love the way they bounced back. I mean, last night was just a perfect example of giving up the lead, 3 runs, and come back and score 4. It's just kind of been, their mentality that we're not out of any game, and come back, and no matter what the score is, we're behind, we're going to score. If we're ahead, we're going to try to tack on. That has to be our mindset from this point on.
Now, that's what happens on the field in terms of what's happened off the field, especially with the injuries. Just how impressed have you been with this team's, like, mental resilience?
Man, I couldn't be prouder of these guys because nobody's dwelling on the injuries, the guys that we have lost, the core players. Sure, you're going to miss them, but, you know, what these guys have done coming up from Round Rock, it had really softened the blow of that and just brought, I think, some new energy too because they're having, games where they're making a major contribution, and that sends life throughout everybody, including our core guys that have been here all year, knowing that, they don't have to carry today. We get some help here, and these guys will do something to help us win the ball game. And so it's just been a lot of fun to watch how these guys have, just handled themselves, carried themselves, through these important games.
Now, in terms of the players who are either younger or have bounced up from the minor leagues, what do you think about the nickname of that group of the Little Rascals?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's fun to watch them because they, you know, you look at, you know, the Freemans, Assumants, these guys do remind you of the Little Rascals. They're just running around this clubhouse. If you didn't know them, you may think, you know, they're the Bat Boy. And, you know, they're just having a lot of fun. And they're, I tell you what, they're playing with joy. That's what I love, man. When they do something well, they show it. And I think it has gotten infectious around the clubhouse.
Man, yeah, I love that celebration. Kevin, we had that time. Was it Lance Berkman? There was a walk-off, and Lance Berkman sat there and just stared at it. And we
right.
were like, oh, man, that's tough. So we love seeing that kind of energy. Boach, I recently pulled a Michael Helman rookie card out of a box. Is that going to continue to go up in value, or how do you feel about that right now?
Yeah, I'd hold on to that, baby. You know, it's – I tell you what he's done, it's – you look at, you know, how he played in Round Rock, and he did a great job down there, especially against lefties. But he's hitting, you know, he's hitting everybody up here. But it's the power he's hitting with. That home run he hit yesterday was on the outer edge, I think, and pulled it and got enough of it. The job he's doing in the center field, completes a double play a couple of days ago, jumps over and saved the home run yesterday, hitting home runs. I mean, he's Superman right now. So, yes. Save that card.
That's I promise I will. Now, I was just talking to Kevin about this too. This season, you know, and even the World Series season, they've had ups and downs and some stretches that were really kind of difficult to go through. And I said, hey, maybe being a great fisherman is one of the reasons that Bochy has such great patience with this, because you do go into the mindset of, I'm trying to win a game today. You're very consistent with it. Does fishing have like help out with something like that at all?
Well, I may be more patient here than fishing. If I don't catch it in a few minutes, I'm going to another spot. But, it's a long season. You know, these guys go through a lot. And you know they're going to, you know, we are going to have our ups and downs. And I have to deal with adversity. And we talk about it in spring training. And as I always say, it's not important that it happens. It's how we handle it, and that's what I really feel good about, what I'm proud of, how these guys have handled the punches we've taken, and the slumps as kids, they're going to happen, and you try to shorten them up and do what you can as a manager or coach, but you just got to keep believing these guys and walk in this clubhouse the same every day and not get on that emotional roller coaster. Because they'll see it. And so I think what makes this group special, especially back in 23, was the calmness that they had to do what we did, especially on the road. That's just who this group is. And, just put behind the tough losses. They come out the next day like nothing's happened.
Well, and I was kind of thinking this morning, you know, as I got three kids as a parent, I'm always trying not to screw my kids up, you know, just trying not to mess up things too much, be there and advise them when they need it. Whenever you have a team that is playing with this kind of confidence, how do you maintain that confidence? Do you just kind of pep talk them all the time? How do you go about keeping them riding high?
No, you stay out of their way right now. Just let them do their thing. It's a group that really has come together at the right time. How we're playing and pulling for each other. So I love the vibe, the chemistry, what's happening here. And, no, these guys don't need a pep talk or anything. They come out ready to go every day, getting the work in, putting the wins behind them as much as the losses. You know. Wins are great, but you got to come back out the next day and be ready to go. So we're doing a terrific job of that.
What have been your thoughts about, even in the span of maybe a couple of months, the evolution of Jacob Latz going from kind of like a reliever to sort of an opener to...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the guys that now you can depend on, like if you need to make a start, we know that he can make a start to potentially being an every fifth day starter.
Right. Yeah, we've seen signs of that from Jacob. We saw it last year, and he did a great job in the pen. He's had some good starts. You know, we talked about how he's an option to be a starter now that we need him. You just love the way he has stepped in and just done a nice job of pitching. He came up from, got sitting down to Round Rock. He needed a break and got freshened up down there and got somewhat stretched out. But up here is where he really got, stretched out to the point where he can go, 80 pitches or so. But it's just, what I love about him is his focus out there now. He's throwing strikes. He can be his own worst enemy sometimes, the walking guys, whatever, but he's really kind of strike zone with all four pitches. He's prepared and just looking forward now to starting. I think he really likes it, and so this guy gives you a lot of options. I'm kind of going back to 23, but then he's got so much value wherever you ever have him.
Now you use the term stretched out. That's what I believe we heard about what's happening with Tyler Mahle as well. Is he going to make another minor league start? And then what would be the anticipations for how long he could go back at the big league level? Is it like a four inning kind of deal if he makes it back up to the big club, or when he does?
Could be more than that, because his next start we have him at 60 pitches. That's the max. So. He'll go to Round Rock and get that work in, and then we'll see where we're at. We'll see how he comes out of it, and what our needs are. But I think this is a big start for him, because now from that point on, you're looking at 75 or 80 pitches, and so you're looking at six innings possibly.
Yep. And then other players that we're just kind of curious updates about: Adolis Garcia, Corey Seager. Is the hope maybe next week we could see them, or what are your thoughts about how they're progressing?
Adolis doing well. In fact, 11:15 today, he's going to run the bases. He's going to check off that box, and if that goes well, then you could see him in New York. He's going to travel with us. He hasn't missed that much time, so. Right now, we're leaning toward not doing a rehab start, taking with us there. He faced live pitching, so he's real close. Corey's still pretty sore; can't quite rotate. He still needs some time. I can't tell you how much because we really don't know. Everybody responds different to this surgery, but we're hoping once he gets to where he can start rotating a little bit, then we can ramp out his workout.
Well, Boach, we're out here in center field, so we'll be watching Adolis run here at 11:15. I'll send you some notes if you need any thoughts.
If you guys show up to it, you can come down and run with them, run the bases with them.
Oh, man, I got my shoes on, so I'm ready to rock any time.
I'll stay up here and report for everybody.
Boach, Merrill Kelly on the bump, can you kind of tell us what you've come to expect from this guy and his personality in this clubhouse?
Yeah, just a true pro, the way he goes about his business, veteran. He provides that leadership you love. He's got knowledge, savvy. He's fit in here very well. And of course, when he pitches, he's one of those fun guys to watch because of his pitchability. He's going to try to follow his way through anybody. And that's a nice mix. And good poise out there. You know, Hope does a good job holding others, things like that. So, he's been just a great, great sign for us, a trade for us to have him help out this rotation.
This late in the season, do you or do you know if anybody in the clubhouse is standings watching at all? Or are you like, hey, if we just keep racking up sweeps, that'll take care of the rest?
Oh, there's no doubt. Guys are watching scoreboard. That's really what you do in September if you're in it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's just human nature. But, we talk about, hey, we just go out there and win games. That's our goal. And you're not going to win every game. If you lose a game, that's not, oh, and we're done type deal. But keep doing what we're doing, winning series, playing good baseball. And it's going to go down the line. You can see how close these races are between the division and the wild card. So this is what you play the game for. This is fun. I'm having a blast with it. We are all are. Even our scouts, both scouts, they're out there dancing now. They're excited. So we're going to keep this thing going.
You've mentioned that a couple of times. Do you ever think people kind of overvalue just like the winning streak and don't focus enough on how important it is to bounce back from the loss? Because y'all have won three straight off of a loss. You go back to the 6-game winning streak. That was off a loss. You won three straight after the loss before that. Like, y'all have done a really good job at quickly bouncing back from losses in the last month.
They have, and that's what I feel good about. Because at this time of year, you lose the game and say, oh, no, we're done, whatever. And I sometimes have to remind, a couple of the media, it's like, hey, we're going to lose a game. If we think we're going to run the table, it's not going to happen. Although we'll do all we can to make it happen. I mean, crazier things have happened. But, you just got to put it behind you. That's what these guys do. They wash it off, come out, and get ready to go the next day.
Yeah, nobody's ever going 162 and 0.
Someday somebody could go 162-0. I stand by that, Boach.
Thank you very much. He knows that's never going to happen. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you later.
All right, guys. All right, we'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan, and that was as...
When we have more time next time, we'll ask him later in the season, Kevin, whenever they got a race to go follow right now, all right?
All right, so...
They already haven't gone 162-0, so...
That's true, and they never will.
They could.
Boach literally just told us that. So, a couple of notes injury-wise. The Corey Seager one is more complicated, and we've talked about... You've seen wild variations in the amount of time it takes people to come back from that appendectomy, but one of the big things he just said there, Adolis Garcia is looking good. He is going to travel with them. And
I'll let you know how he runs here.
Okay,
a little bit. He's got to check that box first, and then other things.
That'll be at 11:15. Corey with live coverage of Adolis running, and then. But they said he's going to travel with them, with the hopes that he'll play with the Mets.
Dude, I just thought about this. Kenny Landry just posted this on Friday against the Mets. Jacob DeGrom at Citi Field. Like, think about that for a second. He gets to take that stage.
Man,
and show
I bet
them.
He's super pumped to answer all those questions.
Oh my, or not, probably. He'll just be like, no, I pass.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.